the specific topic that I want to deal with on your little documentary is the future of radio. It's the last one we're going to do, and I want to look forward to that. And I think it's interesting to get your perspective on it because you were here for so much of the station's history. Where do you think radio can go in the future, specifically WHAS?
Well, let's look at it in the context of other news media. And I guess I would start off by saying in 1900, there were 9 daily newspapers in Louisville. Now there's 1. I think the same attrition will hit the electronic media one of these days, and there'll be maybe 1 television station and 2 or 3 radio stations left in a city the size of Louisville.
Do you see that sort of thing happening already in this area?
Well, you're seeing the consolidation first, and of course that's what happened in newspapers where morning and afternoon newspapers combined, and then later one of them went out of business. And I think out of the combinations of stations here, some of those will go off the air eventually.
Do you think the news information format that WHAS has now is going to be more important in the future?
You've got it. If I were suggesting something that you should be doing, you're doing exactly the right thing. I think what will happen is that virtually all radio and television will be on satellite, and therefore, things like having a clear channel won't be all that important anymore because anybody anywhere in the world will be able to pick you up. That'll be important for WHAS. The surviving stations will be stations which give more local news and information than anybody else. If you want to hear Elvis Presley music, there'll be a satellite station which plays nothing but Elvis. And when they tire of that, they'll play the Elvis impersonators. So, you know, that'll all be available, but local news is going to be what causes the station to survive.
So we've been here for 75 years, and you think we could easily be here 75 more?
Yeah, if you're smart. I mean, you know, there's always a chance there'll be another 1937 flood and you'll be underwater or something bad like that could happen. But yeah, as long as you keep the programming that people want to hear and provide something that they can't get anywhere else. And let me give you an example. If you want to discuss NAFTA, for instance, the trade agreement with Canada and Mexico, you can hear that out of Washington or New York or anywhere. If you want to discuss the impact of the, let's say, the tobacco settlement on tobacco farmers, where should that come from? Louisville, Kentucky. Who is the logical station to do that? WHAS. And people all over the world could hear that.
So you think the Internet is also going to be very important to radio in the future?
The Internet will be important, but there will also just be live broadcasts off of satellites. I think in my lifetime, and certainly in yours, you'll see satellites with 1,000 transponders on them, which means that there can be 1,000 stations on each satellite. There may be 50 or 100 satellites. So there'll be a lot of signals.
And 84 WHAS will be one of those, you think?
If you'd better be. If you want to be around, you got to be on the satellite. And the day will come when satellite communication for radio will be, I don't want to say common, but once it gets started, it'd be very smart for both the radio WHAS and WAMZ to get on that satellite.